Eventually, there was an agreement that was reached 2 or 3 weeks ago, clearly a breakthrough in terms of negotiations with both the authorities here in Sudan and with the movements outside of Sudan, intensive negotiation activity, and eventually we received the green light to operate in this part of Darfur for an extensive period of time, at least the initial period of time of 3 weeks extendable according to the needs. This is a moment in which, on 1st of July, we initiate what we called Operation Spring Basket. Basically, UNAMID putting at the disposal of the humanitarian community all the AROPs, the helicopters, the chopper, the airplane, and the security on the spot, and to enable the humanitarian community to deliver humanitarian assistance, but also to conduct assessment of the situation.
You are saying that over the past 3 years, access to Jebel Maira and other areas there has been sporadic. Why was it so?
It's for a combination of reasons. One is because of the remoteness of the territory. The area of Jebel Maira, but also the area of Sector North, what we call North Darfur, are very difficult to reach because of the road conditions, the distance, but also because of the tensions. These areas have witnessed a number of tensions during the last 2 or 3 years, basically making almost impossible to reach the population there.
When you say tension, does it mean that there has been fighting there or just tension?
Traditionally, it's an area where there have been fighting between the government of Sudan and also some of the movements that have been based there. They are very much grounded in that area. And so, periodically, there are tensions linked to military activities as well.
How many people need assistance?
The initial estimates from the missions that we are carrying out now indicate that minimum 400,000 people are living, are moving, and are displaced within the area of operation, basically Jebel Maira, both west and east Jebel Maira, and other areas of North Darfur.
And how is security? Is that a serious issue?
Of course, a big challenge for us, because we wanted to improve the humanitarian access, but also we want to make sure that there is a secure improvement of the humanitarian access. Basically, that nothing bad happened to the beneficiaries, to the people, but also to the humanitarian operator, to the humanitarian community that is bringing help there. So the security is one of the biggest challenges. We have to make sure that there is enough military presence, UNAMID military, UNAMID police as well, and a lot of reconnaissance trip and a lot of negotiations with both the government of Sudan and the movements as well to make sure that the delivery of humanitarian assistance take place without any hazard and any danger for both the beneficiaries and the humanitarian operators.